Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. You got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's live and local now. We are now just hours away from gaming returning to the state of Nevada. 12:01 a.m. So like a couple of minutes after 11:59 tonight, you'll be able to walk into your local watering hole. Sit down on a machine and lose money. And boy, are they hoping you lose lots of money. What that means is casinos, big and small, are going to be concerned about who's walking through their front door. Thermal imaging will be used. And this is a big, expensive deal. But for those of you that are mom and pop businesses, we got an idea for you. And we'll tell you about it in just a minute. First, though, I want to check in with Lenny Davis, the COO at SRT Special Services. And, Lenny, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know we had wanted to talk a lot about what's going to happen 12:01 and that these big gaming casinos are worried that people with the coronavirus, with temperatures, are going to be walking through their doors infecting other people. We will talk about that in a minute, but I know you have a personal connection with the police officer has been identified, Shay Michelonis, and is that how you pronounce the last name?
Yes, that's correct. And thanks for having me on today, Kevin. Yeah, Shane's mother and stepdad are both retired from Metro, and I've known those guys for years. So, and I've met Shane a couple of times. So it really kind of hits home.
Let me ask you, overall, the response of the county, the state, the governor, the cops. Finally, we've got the National Guard called out here in Las Vegas. It was called up over the weekend in Reno. Can you talk a little bit about just your impressions of what's going on? You've got military and law enforcement background. Talk a little bit about what you think of what's been going on.
Well, by and large, I think the law enforcement response has been, you know, absolutely outstanding. We're lucky we live here in Las Vegas and we have a police department like Las Vegas Metro and Northtown and Henderson. We have some great, great law enforcement officers here, very professional departments. I think, though, sometimes it appears that they have to fight with one hand tied behind their back. I was personally involved in the as part of the U.S. Customs Special Response Team in Los Angeles, and I spent 3 days at the during the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles, and it was handled completely different. I mean, when they initially it was a kind of a haphazard response, but once everything got together, they declared it. They declared, you know, Tom Bradley, the mayor, declared a curfew, and they enforced it. And I understand the protesters. I am 110% with them on the atrocities that were performed on that on George Floyd and his murder. But at some point, you have to realize that your peaceful protest is being hijacked by people who don't they don't really care about George Floyd. They only want to tear this country down.
Again, joining us, Lenny Davis, COO for SRT Special Services. The fact that the National Guard have been called in, the fact that the president is threatening to use the U.S. military, do you like the idea of him bringing the U.S. military? It seems like whether it's Katrina or any other natural disaster, nothing ever gets fixed until the military comes in. And then all of a sudden, General Honoré and others come in, and all of a sudden stuff gets fixed.
Well, and that's just strictly manpower. I know the other night in Reno, the protests there basically overwhelmed Reno PD and Washoe County and all the agencies that did mutual aid. And it takes boots on the ground. And, there's a new tactic that's been going for the last few years, but it was not around, was not in use when, during the Rodney King riots, and that was the mobile field force. And you set lines, and then you have officers that are in vehicles that can respond if there's a flare-up somewhere and go in and arrest those rioters that are inciting people and take them out. Metro is, I'm sure, using mobile field forces. They've been trained in it. And I just think, though, that it in a place, in a bigger city even, say like Washington, D.C. or New York, for sure, even though NYPD is the biggest police department in the country, they just don't have enough boots on the ground to secure everything they need to secure.
I want to ask you, and it's a totally different subject, coming up 12:01 Thursday morning, tomorrow morning, just after midnight, gaming returns to Nevada, to Reno, to Las Vegas, and other places around the state. All of the big casinos are using some form of thermal imaging to find out who's walking through their door that might have a fever, that might be infected with the coronavirus. But those are expensive systems. Talk a little bit about the technology that they're using to bring back gaming tonight, beginning at 12:01, and how expensive it is. It's got to be in the tens of millions of dollars, isn't it?
Oh, well, the systems themselves are, I think, the one that I saw that would be used, it started at a little bit over $50,000 a unit, and
wow.
So you're talking several units to watch, a single entrance, and you know how many entrances there are, especially in some of these mega resorts. So there's literally millions of dollars invested in the thermal imaging cameras for these casinos to open up.
Explain what they do. Explain this thermal imaging technology and how it works, and what it's designed to do, what it can do, what it can't do.
Well, it's designed originally to detect. It was done by the military. It's, again, another product that's spun off from military research and development. It was designed to detect people. The police departments, Las Vegas Metro, has them in all their helicopters. So you've seen video where they can detect the heat of a body that they're chasing. And it was done the same way. Well, the technology's gotten very good, and it can read the temperature of a human being as they walk in. So these systems are set. I'm pretty sure that the casinos have set them to the CDC guidelines, which I believe is the temperature that they're concerned about would be 101.4. Anything higher, that or higher, is considered, someone they need to talk to. I don't know exactly how the protocols are going to be set up for each and every casino, but as a person would come in, if these thermal imaging cameras will read their temperature, and if it's above 101.4, it will alert someone there that, hey, this person potentially has a fever and potentially could be a COVID person.
Now, I own a business. It's a mom and pop business. I've got people walking through my front door every day. I don't know who's infected. I certainly don't know if they're carrying a temperature. And I can't afford to hire a person to stand at the door and take one of those little guns and stick it on somebody's forehead and figure out if they have a fever. Is thermal imaging available to folks like the mom and pop?
Absolutely. In fact, we at SRT are the Nevada distributors for the Liberty AI thermal imaging system. This system was designed originally to be an access control, facial recognition access control. And
you mean like instead of a fob or something like that?
Yes, exactly. Or in conjunction with that, if you wanted to walk up and they would look at it, it would do the facial recognition of your face in less than a half a second and open the door for you. Well, in our partners in this, they went one step further and they have added thermal imaging cameras in the system. It's not an add-on. You'll see some systems that have them as an add-on, a separate device outside of the main unit itself. And within about a half a second, we can determine whether or not you have a temperature above 101.4. And depending on how the proprietor wants to set it up, they can have a very discreet notification, like a remote notification, and so they would have the manager could carry a remote with them and go, okay, the person just came in has a fever that's excess, and then they could go and speak to the person, and that way it doesn't embarrass the person, and it takes away from that. There's a lot of people that don't like the idea, even though there is a there's no touching, but it's a gun type thermometer pointed at their forehead, and a lot of people have an aversion to that.
Yeah, well, and so what you're talking about is something like, but not the same as what they have, say, at Walmart and some of the big box stores, where if you have something that wasn't scanned at the cash register and you carry it out, all of a sudden the horn start honking. This will be more subtle than that, though.
Absolutely. And again, it's set up to be however you want to set it up. The system is completely versatile. We can tie it into your existing access controls. So if you have, say, a key card system or you have a fob system, we could tie this into it, and it will be another layer of identification. So now you say your employees come in, but it will also check their temperature. So if you are a business owner, you have two problems that you have to be concerned with. One is a potential customer coming in that's potentially carrying COVID. And two is your employee health. And have you done everything to mitigate the chances of your employees getting sick at work? So we've talked to some of the people that are some customers, and they have tied it into their time clock systems, and they've tied it into their access control, like in their employee access areas. So if they come in and they have a high temperature, a supervisor is notified, and they can speak to that person and say, hey, your fever's a little bit high, why don't you take the day off, kind of thing.
Wow. I absolutely love this technology. It's going to save lives, and for businesses, it's going to make life a lot easier. You talked about how these big casinos, the Strip casinos and Reno and all, that the units they're talking about are like start at $50,000 for the Liberty AI. What are we looking at? Is this something that's affordable for a doctor's office, for a showroom in a car dealership? I mean, is it affordable?
It's absolutely affordable. We have the MSRP of $34.99, and that is the complete system, and it's tied into your existing system if you want it. It does facial recognition. It will hold 30,000 faces, so you could have up to 30,000 employees that it would set in a database. It will also be set because we've talked to some potential customers in California, and of course in California it's against state law to maintain a database of facial recognition. So we can also set that to where it is just public access. So there is no facial recognition, but it still checks the temperature.
Let me just ask you, because a lot of people have probably never heard of this kind of technology, and in particular, the application to their place of business. Lenny, how can folks find out more about this this whiz-bang technology that I absolutely crave, the Liberty AI, at SRT Special Services? How do they find you?
We have our website, srtspecialservices.com. There's information and a link to the Liberty AI, and they can call us at our office, which is 702-221-1942.
I mean, I keep thinking in my mind, churches, dentist office, doctor's offices, showrooms of car dealerships, so many businesses that interface with the public, where the public walks through their door every day. Movie theaters. Imagine that. Lenny, it is always fun to talk to you, and I'm always fascinated by the whiz-bang technology that you guys bring to the party. Thank you so much, my friend. You have a great week, and we'll talk with you again soon.
You too, Kevin. Thank you very much.
There
Take
you
care.
Go. Smart guy, Lenny Davis, the COO for SRT Special Services. But this is technology that isn't just on the drawing board. This is technology that's helping people stay safe. The key is to stay safe. Am I right? This is going to help. And your place of business, $3,500, under $3,500. And this thing just, this, yeah. And did I mention it might even save some lives? Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It's live and local now.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The Clark County Commission began meeting about 8:55 this morning, talking about violence on the Las Vegas Strip and the protests and all of that. We'll be talking a lot about that tomorrow. Wayne Allen Root, by the way, will join us. And it's always fun to get his perspective on this. But I got to tell you, I'm just blown away by that technology. I mean, that whole Liberty AI. It is so cool. That's why Lenny Davis, the COO at SRT Special Services. Smart dudes. And they're going to help people, in particular, small business people like me. And that's what I love about it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. When we come back, we're going to go to your phone calls. We've had 8 nights of protest. That means 8 nights of violence. Some of it right here in the state of Nevada. Is it time for the mob to go home? We'll talk about it. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. And if you want to find out where I'm going to be beginning next Monday, go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. It's afternoon drive, folks. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are edging higher as investors receive better-than-expected news on the jobs front. The ADP employment report for May showed that the private sector lost over 2.7 million workers versus the 9 million job losses that analysts were expecting. On Friday, the Labor Department releases the jobs report for May. And Zoom Video Communications continues to zoom past new highs. The stock is up over 5% today after reporting a blockbuster earnings report and as a new crop of analysts turned bullish on the stock. And tough times for theater operators. AMC Entertainment is unsure about its ability to stay in business if it can't raise enough cash to fund operations during the prolonged closures of its theaters. In a regulatory filing today, AMC said it could stay afloat in the short term, but it all depends on when its operations can fully resume, as well as the timing of movie releases and its ability to generate revenue. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Unlike President Trump, his defense secretary says he does not support the idea of sending active duty military troops into cities to stop violent demonstrations.
I do not support invoking the Insurrection Act.
Mark Esper says he believes the National Guard is the appropriate tool to support local law enforcement when needed, as has been done in some states, although not New York. President Trump says about the violence there.
We could solve that problem in New York, and in fact, if they don't get their act straightened out, I will solve it. I'll solve it fast.
The president on the Brian Kilmeade radio show. The Pope says the violence happening in the U.S. is self-destructive and self-defeating.
Pope Francis calling the unrest in the U.S. disturbing, saying he's been watching with great concern. In his weekly audience, the Pope saying we cannot tolerate or turn a blind eye to racism and exclusion in any form.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online. Only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Campaign with Bret Baier.
I asked the president if he thought that this election was going to be a referendum on how he handled the crisis. He said no, but then came back to it's going to be a big fact.
Joe Biden's job remains very challenging to get people to oust an incumbent, especially during a time of crisis. Trump's problem is he has been very poor at managing expectations throughout this process so far.
Subscribe and listen now by going to Fox News Podcasts.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on for 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her way?
big changes coming. Yeah, we're going to be moving down the dial beginning next Monday, AM 670 KMZQ from 3 till 6. Wayne Allen Root will be occupying these 2 hours in Las Vegas beginning on Monday. Very exciting. He's gonna be working 5 hours. He's going to be the hardest working man in show business, without a doubt. Yeah, from 10 until noon. And Todd Starnes taking over in Northern Nevada and the Nevada Talk Network. Todd Starnes, good talent, former Fox guy. Love that. Anyway, but that's next week. Next week. We're sprinting. We are sprinting to the finish line. Trust me. Let's go to Rosalie. Rosalie, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a solution for some of this racial conflict we're having through a live video that I'm doing with the person that kind of had the same thing that happened to her as Mr. Floyd did. But instead of just jumping to conclusions, we're actually waiting so that we don't react, so all truth is found out, so there isn't a reaction in negative, but she's a negative reaction, and she's agreed that, you know, whatever happened.
Hey, Rosalie, Rosalie, what happened? Explain what happened. Did it happen to you, or did it happen to a woman?
I'm running for Congress, and so she approached me and said she has a video of something that she has done, that she was arrested, and her knee, this same type of scenario, okay, as the gentleman that George Floyd. But instead of me jumping through hoops or saying, look, going on the bandwagon and causing more contention, she's agreed in writing and in on video that she's not going to do this in a negative way. She's going to approach this with problems that are going to be solved and not for positive results. She's on the hook. She's guaranteed me that's what she's going to do. So I have solutions, and I want to approach a whole different way of handling Mr. Floyd's death with her in a different way. It happened to her too.
Rosalie, are you saying that the protesting, that people should stop protesting?
No, I think they should protest, but there's a different way that we can do by building respect instead of burning it. And I have a way of proving it by capturing, having it substantiated by video. We should try to work through our solutions in a pragmatic way opposed to rioting. And this can show how it could have been different. You know, what's happening is propaganda. This is complete contention is being used to control us, and we don't need to do that. There's a complete difference here that we don't need to do, and I have a solution. I can show you how it can work differently.
Wow. Just in 15 seconds, what congressional seat you're running for, and what's your name?
It's Rosalie Bingham. I'm running for District 4, and I'm only about solving problems. I haven't been campaigning because I've been working on these kind of problems, and I believe that the proof is in action and transparency and accountability, and I have those things to prove because I don't think politicians have the best reputation, and I'm hoping to restore that, as well as I feel like there's a disconnect between our officers who are disrespected, and so are the people. We have to come back to there needs to be respect, but we have to earn it, and I'm willing to do it, and I know these people are willing to do it as well, and we can watch what it looks like to earn respect between a black woman and an officer who had his knee in her neck, and she's got a video of it, and I'm not wanting to see this to be negative. I'm waiting to get it so I know exactly what's happening, so we can look at it in a positive light, and what's the solution before we start rioting again about it? How do we solve this from respect level?
Hey, Rosalie, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. Good to talk to you. Derek Chauvin, the former police officer in Minneapolis who kneeled on George Floyd's neck, is now going to face a more severe charge of second-degree murder. And three more former cops will be charged in that killing. That's according to the Office of Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. Plans to charge Tu Tao, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander Quang later today with aiding and abetting Floyd's murder. So we'll have details coming up top of the hour. Let's see if we can squeeze in another couple of calls before we go to break. In fact, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Gail. Gail, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, running demonstrations. When I was in New York, if you wanted to be with your group of individuals demonstrating, you had to go to your local precinct, get a permit out, and they had to approve of where you wanted to stand for your demonstration, and you had to put down what time you would, the time parameters for your demo, if it was 12 to 2 or 12 to 1, and you had to get out of there when your time was up from the permit that you applied for. You couldn't apply for a demonstration for 24 hours to stand in one spot day and night. It had to be for a specific time, specific place. And I suggest, for example, now in New York, it should be one spot in each borough, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, that people could have their demonstration for only a specific time, like it used to be when I was in New York. And that's it, your time frame, your place, and then get out of there. Not a 24-hour day and midnight and wee hours all day long. Something's gone wrong because this is not the way it was when I was in New York. You got your permit and you got out of there.
Wow. I want to bring you just very quickly, and then I promise you we'll get back to more calls. And by the way, that's a pretty smart deal. They've done that in a lot of cities, not regarding this, but regarding protesting in general. They have, you know, zones, and they're fenced in, and that's all they do. But I do want to play just a quick clip from last night's Ingram Angle. And she talks about the road ahead and talks about the president and how much he has actually helped African-Americans. People are saying that you know, this tough talk is going to hurt him with African-Americans. African-Americans are going to have to look at their balance sheet. This president has done more for African-Americans than any previous American president, maybe dating back to Abe Lincoln. But here's Laura Ingram. This is cut two last night on the Ingram Angle.
We don't need a new normal. We just need normal. Because normal Americans want a fair and just society where the rule of law applies equally to all people, regardless of race. Normal Americans are disgusted by the killing of George Floyd. Normal Americans think the current situation is so out of control that the U.S. military needs to be called in to bring order to the streets. Check out this new morning consult poll showing 58% support calling in the troops to aid state and local police, including nearly half of the Democrats. Now, the same party that's been promising African Americans better lives for decades. Our first African American president was propelled into office not once but twice with a majority of white support. Yet when it comes to delivering actual results, including for African Americans, despite what you hear in the media, despite everything you heard just today in the media, Donald Trump has done better than anyone. Before the coronavirus, most jobs created went to women and minorities, 7 million in total, most of those women and minority. Black Americans saw their lowest unemployment numbers ever. Increased home ownership, school choice, criminal justice reform, creation of opportunity zones. Those weren't hashtags or slogans. Those are real policies that people worked really hard on to deliver real results. Joe Biden was in the Senate for, 30 years? He was VP for 8? And all he can come up with now are symbolic gestures. Slogans, hashtags, professions of empathy, they're fine, but they don't create jobs. They do not create opportunity, but they can create the illusion of caring.
I won't traffic in fear and division. I won't fan the flames of hate. I'll seek to heal the racial wounds that have long plagued our country. This job is not about me. It's about you. It's about us. We are in the battle for the soul of this nation.
He's been saying the same thing for decades, and he's done nothing. And if he and Obama knew how to deliver all that he just said, they would have delivered what he said during their two terms in office. Now, I understand for a lot of people, Trump may be rough around the edges. They sometimes don't like his tone or his tweets or his bravado. It might turn you off at times. But he's worked harder with better results than any politician I know, I've ever met, to bring prosperity to all people, and especially wants prosperity for the African-American community.
That's Laura Ingraham. And by the way, she is absolutely 1,000% right. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is Live and Local now. Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hey, Nevada, this is Ted Nugent. That's right, Ted Nugent, on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star-earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey, do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? You need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. And then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back, accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. Now, you don't have to live with chronic pain anymore. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer. She'll answer all your questions. That number again, 702-546-8767. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
You don't have Brady. You have Carl.
Oh, Carl, go right ahead. Clinical Carl. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm glad you don't have Brady. At least you'll get somebody who's sane. Anyway, listen, it's about Trump's big photo off in front of the church. Well, the reason he did it is to keep tying up his evangelical base. Problem is, he's done just the opposite, because almost every, the head of almost every religion, even the head of the church who runs the church, said it's absolutely ridiculous, unconscionable. Pat Robertson was his greatest supporter, was just on TV yesterday talking about it, said it was unconscionable how he's using that. I'm surprised when he held that Bible up in his hand, it didn't burst into flames. To be honest,
oh my
you.
God! Oh, now come on, easy does it, man. No, I'm serious. It's just incredible. Tell us, dude. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. You're on 790 Talk now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. Listen, on this this video of this guy being choked, I have some questions about that, because the other officers were all standing around, pretty much defending this officer while he was trying to retain this individual. And I believe that the gathering crowd, to include the person taking the video, were contributing to these officers not being able to do their job right. They're, do you understand what I'm saying? I don't think these people are, the other cops are all guilty. I think that they were being harassed by a crowd and they were trying to defend themselves, and the process that they were trying to do, you know, in arresting this individual. That would make all these other people, culpable in what happened by harassing these police officers while they're trying to do their job.
Well, and by the way, cops are not perfect. Cops make mistakes.
This
the same
true.
Way the talk show hosts this, do, plumbers do, doctors do. We all make mistakes.
They're human. They're human. One other thing, for Clinical Carl, you know, there's two psychologists approaching one another one day, and one of them says to the other, "You're fine today. How am I?"
Wow. Yeah. Well, I don't quite understand what the point was. I may have missed that one. Sorry about that. Oh, let's get to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Now you're on.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. Thank God Carl's retired, because I don't want any of that lip-powered advice. That, by the way, did you see that they're scrawling 1312 around town now and ACAB? Are you familiar with that?
I am not.
That stands for All Cops Are Bastards. That means most of these people that are doing these riots and protesting aren't that peaceful.
Well, that no, but just so you know, that stuff that's been showing up, that ACAB thing has been showing up all over the country.
Correct. But I'm just saying, also in town on Friday, just to let you know, they might be hitting the Walmart. Certain Walmarts are already boarding their stuff up with putting big, huge things of water in front and saying, we're closed until this kind of concludes in town. But they're planning on something on Friday. So hopefully Sisolak is smart enough to take the National Guard, not keep them in the distance like he wants to do, and maybe put them on the doorsteps of each and every business, maybe one or two people, with their M16s locked and loaded.
Wow. I'm going to give the last word this hour to a guy that I didn't know existed until I saw him on a clip last week, Charlemagne the God. He was doing, I think, a Joe Biden interview at the time. But this is Cut 6. Charlemagne the God, he was on with Anderson Cooper last night, urging Joe Biden to lean into Democrats. Listen to what the strategy is going to be.
Charlemagne, when people hear the president saying, I'm your law and order president, the thing I don't understand is it seems to me one of the things that the protesters at their core are asking for is law and order. They just want the law to be equally meted. They don't want to be That's different it. Under the law. They don't want law and order shouldn't mean dominating black people. It should mean equal treatment under that law. And that will bring law. And that is what law and order is.
It's really, really, really just that simple. And, you know, David said something that's very important. He talked about healing. And that's why I keep saying Joe Biden has to lean into the black community. Like, if you look at the way coronavirus is impacting the black community, if you look at the George Floyd protest, which is just the latest killing of a black person at the hands of the police, we all know why that is, because America has not atoned, hasn't healed, you know, from its original sin, which is slavery. And all these underlying conditions caused by systemic racism make the black community so vulnerable to all the BS I just named. So based off all the wrongs this country has done to black people, whether it's slavery, segregation, mass incarceration, the war on drugs, all those wrongs that need to be corrected, the only path forward for this country is through the black community. And that's why I'm so hard on Democrats, because black people, we vote for them 90% of the time in all elections, but we haven't gotten the proper ROI. So we need Dems, especially Joe Biden, to atone through legislation and reparations, period. And from what I heard today in that speech in Philly, he sounds like he wants to do that. We just need Biden to, you know, stand. We need him to stand on the foundational principles of what Democrats are supposed to be about. And that's civil rights and greater economic equality.
And that's what this is all about. This is all about, I mean, all this, the last 8 nights has not been about George Floyd. In my view, it's been about reparations. And there you have Charlemagne the God talking about reparations and talking up reparations. That's what this is about. You know, we can say it's all about George Floyd. It's not all about George Floyd. It really isn't. And by the way, now that it looks like all four officers are going to be charged with something by the end of the day, former officers in Minneapolis, does that mean the mob gets to go home? I don't think it is. I hope so. I really do. That's going to do it. Wayne Allen Root joins us tomorrow. Yeah. We're going to have some fun with him. We'll do that tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I heard a letter slam, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone came and took the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.